Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com where you can click the Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. In addition to that, while you're over at AmericaOutLoud.com, be sure to check out the podcast and articles, some great writers and great podcasts posted daily over at AmericaOutLoud.com. While you're there, please share those on social media. We appreciate that a great deal. It helps out more than you would believe because we face the same social media censorship that all of you most likely do as well, whether it be Twitter, or Facebook, or YouTube, Instagram. This social media censorship is getting out of control. So any help that we get to share the articles of the podcast, we do appreciate that a great deal. We hope you all had a great weekend. There's quite a bit to talk about that took place, but where we're going to start tonight is with Joe Biden and his trip to the Middle East. It's interesting. Joe Biden had to go to Saudi Arabia and beg oil when, if you look at his run for presidency, he was talking strongly and talking tough about how hard he was going to be on Saudi Arabia, how confrontational he was going to be with Saudi Arabia. And he's gotten himself into a predicament where it's completely the opposite now. Now he's going over to Saudi Arabia to be buddy buddies, taking pictures with the prince, and basically doing anything he can to win over their approval and trust because he needs them. He needs their oil because what he has done in our own country. When President Trump left office, we were energy independent. Gas prices were only like $2.50 a gallon. Now here we are. A year and a half later, we've got gas prices up around $5 a gallon. We're no longer energy independent. Joe Biden has been a disaster. He came in and he promised he was going to undo Trump's policies. And that's one thing you got to give him is he did live up to his promise. He has undone most of President Trump's policies. And we see the results for our country, and they are not good. Rob, what are your thoughts on Joe Biden heading on over to Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, and the rest of the Middle East to make a bunch of promises?
Well, he's there and he did exactly what he said that he was not going to do. He claimed that he was going to go there, point the finger, and tell them that they were responsible for the death of that Khashoggi guy, the journalist. And we see that he claims that he did it, but there's no videotape that he did it. So we don't know if, in fact, he did it. So that being said, thank you all for joining us tonight. We know that we're going to cover what we always cover, keeping them honest, because the media will not keep them honest. So what Joe did go there do, and he went and begged on all fours, probably, for more oil output. Now, if you remember about, let's say, 3 weeks ago, when he went to the G summit, the French president, Macron, told him on live camera, Joe, there is no more oil to be given. There is no more output. That's it. Kaput. Forget about it. I'm not making this up. Andrew's not making this up. We saw this. The media couldn't get away with it. It was on air, live. He told Joe, Joe, come here. There is no more to be given. That's it. There's no more coming from the spigot. Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor, was right there next to him. Jake Sullivan, the same guy who was involved in this whole Russia collusion, but yet and still John Durham couldn't prosecute this whole situation. That's the Jake Sullivan that I'm talking about. He had his hands in Russia collusion. So you got to connect the dots here like I'm doing. Because this is where we have the problem. No one is being held accountable. The media will not hold these individuals accountable. Why won't they hold them accountable? Well, if you're going to let Michael Sussman get off when he shouldn't have gotten off because of a judge appointed by Barack Obama sitting on the court, allowing jurors who were friends with Michael Sussman, jurors who hated President Trump. I mean, I cannot believe that in 2022, this is where we are. There's no one there to call them out, no one with a large platform. We're doing our best to call them out. The media will not call them out. So Joe goes to Saudi Arabia, Meanwhile, they're getting parents or individuals whose loved ones were killed during 9/11 to keep up a big stink over this new golf league that the Saudis are creating. Well, why aren't you getting those same individuals to denounce Joe for going over there? Now think about it, had Trump done this, and when Trump did go there, when he was in office in 2017, he was welcomed with open arms. They had a huge parade for Trump, and the media poo-pooed on it. Oh, that's nothing. Oh, that's nothing. Why is he over? This is an embarrassment. Now Joe is going with his tail between his legs to beg. Trump didn't go there to beg. Trump went there to say, hey, we need to form some type of alliance. We need to get you guys on the same page so we can end this whole Middle East-Israel conflict. But the media played it down, Andrew.
Yeah, and you're right. And it's also came out that you're exactly right. It seems like French President Macron was on to something, because Prince Mohammed bin Salman says Saudi Arabia is almost tapped out on increasing oil production. The Saudi prince said that they will not have the capacity to produce beyond 13 million barrels per day. They're already producing over 10 million barrels per day. So there's only so much they can do and so much relief that they can give Joe Biden and his disastrous administration. You know, if it was possible to dig more oil, they definitely would with the rates that it is going at right now. But it looks like Saudi Arabia is almost tapped out. So it's mind-numbing almost why Biden's even over there begging them to drill more oil.
They're tapped out. Why can't we use our own reserves? If we had an honest media, they would come out and say, we could use our own reserves. This whole green energy thing, it's nice, it's pretty, it's rather catchy phrase, but we got to wake up, folks, and just face the obvious. Okay, we can only do so much. The United States can only do so much. We've got to look at the entire rest of the world. India and China, the biggest abusers. So let's say we became green energy. Oh, we're going to stop with the coal and all that, and we see how far that's gotten us.
Yeah.
High gas prices. Now, just imagine if we were to say we're going to do it. The rest of the world is saying, you guys are such idiots, because you're doing it, but you're having to depend on us for oil
right. And
gas. What sense does it make? We don't have an honest media to point this out. They have so much hate for Trump because he, in fact, made America great again. And he would have continued to do it. We would have been, as Reagan said, that beacon, that shiny light on a hill. That would have been the United States. We were getting there. But you have folks within the country that don't like it. America will fall from within because of what the media is doing. You need to wake up, folks, and see that they are, in fact, the enemy of the people. And when Trump would say that, you would have media on both the left and the right saying, oh, he shouldn't say that because we're not all like that. But a significant amount of you are like that. And it has to be called out. That is the reason why the United States is in this like crazy dilemma that we're in. And you people can't see it. People can't see it. Now, when I say you people, I know that our audience, hopefully, majority of you see this. But I hope that when you share this, that those individuals who are in the dark are realizing that, wait a minute, what they're saying makes sense. The media is the enemy of the people. The media has been lying to us. They're not calling out the fact that Joe is, in fact, an invalid. Joe needs to have a cognitive test done. Trump had one done. They dared him to do it. And once he did it, they wouldn't accept it. Joe has not had one done. He goes overseas and he stumbles. He was talking about the Marjorie Douglas shooting. He said that it took place in 1898. Folks, it didn't take place then. You see, and no one will call him out. That's which is so frustrating. He has messed up all of our foreign policies. Not that he even had one. He's messed up the economy. He told us, as you said, Andrew, he was going to put people in place in his cabinet that knew what they were doing. Jennifer Graham Holt doesn't know anything about energy. Pete Buttigieg doesn't know anything about transportation. Why is he there? Half of the time, he's not even on the job.
And they're a laughingstock. I mean, you recently sent me a picture of two guys in dresses at one of these White House events. I mean, this is just embarrassing, and the world sees it, and they're laughing at us.
Well, I sent it to you and it went all over the internet. There's one guy who's working in the White House. I can't think of his name. He's an undersecretary, I think, of energy. He walks around in heels and skirts. And that's acceptable to them. Then you have to have this other guy, Rachel Levin, who has this high position related to health, and she's going around saying, oh, come to my office and I'll talk to you about transgenders and all this. No, we don't need to talk about that. No, we don't need for you to tell us about anything. See, when Biden's administration came in, they ushered in all of this craziness. And it just takes me back to when Bill Clinton went into office. And you guys can do a timeline check on this if you want to. Every time a Democrat comes into office, they usher in this crazy culture. You think back to when Bill Clinton came in. That was the era of men in ponytails. Now, some men can wear ponytails, some men can't. Men with long hair and ponytails.
If only things were so simple now, huh?
If only things were so simple. Men were in ponytails. They took off. They had the dress down every day, then dress down Fridays. Now they have just like put it across the board. Everyone's dressing down. I have nothing against dressing down as long as it's appropriate. Okay, business casual. But they have taken it too far. This is what the Democrats do. They change the culture, and it's nothing for good. It's for bad. So now fast forward, Joe Biden's in office. Men can have babies. Men can menstruate. We have movies with people going out looking for men for tampons. Folks, there's something wrong with this. We cannot believe the science. And then you want to jump and bitch and moan at us when we tell you this whole COVID thing that they're trying to kick back up again is a farce because the mask won't protect you. The other night, Andrew, I went on a boat ride. People outside wearing a mask. I'm like, are you serious? Folks, think about the science. Think about what you have around your mouth. Do you actually think that's protecting you? And that just takes me back to when Biden went overseas to Israel. He went shaking everyone's hand. And then the media, oh, is he going to shake the hand of MSB when he goes to Saudi Arabia? See, they were making his folks aware of it. Hey, you need to bring that in because he forgot he wasn't supposed to shake hands. He started fist bumping and then he opened up his hand. So you might want to be careful of that because he's not supposed to shake hands. And just going along those same lines of the trip, Andrew, did you see this guy on stage fumbling and mumbling? But when he got ready to leave stage in Israel, he turned around to shake someone's hand. Now, this has happened on more than one occasion. But of course, the media downplayed it. Oh, no, he was just turning around. Initially, I thought the same thing. This happened in the United States. He was giving a speech and he turned around with his hand out. And I thought, OK, maybe he's just, you know, gesturing. I don't know. But he did it again. And again, and again, no one will call it out.
Must see ghost.
The media will make it seem as if though, oh, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with Joe. Clearly there's something wrong with this man. Why isn't the media holding him accountable? It's days like this, Andrew, or times like this, that I look and I become so frustrated and disenchanted by what's happening with the media that I oftentimes think maybe there should be, and I hate to say this, limits. There needs to be some group that will hold them accountable. No, people will say, well, we the people will hold them accountable by turning them off. But when you're constantly being fed a steady diet of lies and deception and how they're utilizing a lot of the tools within our communication system, like Section 230, to get over on us, and there's no one to hold them accountable. You look at Twitter, you look at Facebook, they hide behind Section 230. Look at YouTube, they're constantly censoring people. We were censored, and our government officials do nothing about it. This is very disenchanting, and it's very dangerous because someone needs to hold them accountable for what they're doing. Biden is overseas making a complete ass. Yes, I said it, ass of himself and the United States, and people are laughing at us. And we have a media that won't report the truth because of their hate for Donald Trump. Hate him all you want to, but we're in a crisis. You look at China. China is threatening Taiwan. Putin would have never gone into Ukraine had Biden not been into office. We have to speak truth to power. We have to pull back these lies and let people know that we're in danger.
Yeah, it is very dangerous. And this is the reality that we are currently living in with this incompetent president that we have, as Rob likes to say, resident Joe Biden. You know, I got a special offer to tell you guys about that you definitely want to be sure to take advantage of. Head on over to healthycell.com. Starting now and through the month of July, only in celebration of America's Independence Day, all listeners new and repeat get 50% off Immune Super Boost, an incredible offer. Go to healthycell.com/outloud and use the code America50 for 50% off Immune Super Boost. Flu and COVID season's coming up, and you guys definitely want to be able to give your immune system a little boost and be ready for it. And I could not mention anything better than Healthy Cell. So go to healthycell.com and use the code America50 for 50% off Immune Super Boost. That's 50% off Immune Super Boost. Healthycell.com/outloud and the code America50. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Ann.
This is Dr. Peter McCullough. Do you know there's no other condition that I'm aware of where vitamins and supplements make such a big difference than COVID-19? We have an abundance of data that we need to be replete with a variety of micronutrients, and that includes vitamins, minerals, and other substances our bodies need. I rely on Healthy Cell Super Boost. That's Immune Super Boost. It's a gel pack that can be taken every day. I like to do it before I exercise and before I go out. It's a wonderful supplement. It gives me the immune super boost that I need. Go to healthycell.com, use the promotional code OUTLOUD, and get a discount on your first order. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Many Americans worry about their health 4 times a day. That's 120 times per month. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains full effective doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day, pill-free, ultra-absorption ingestible gel. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to healthycell.com and use code America50 for 50% off any order of Immune Super Boost. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code America50 for 50% off.
While many things we hear are lies, we know one thing is true. Viruses exist and people get sick. Look, there's no guaranteed way to keep from getting sick, but there is a way to reduce your chances. Cofix RX, the original povidone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray that you hear Dr. McCullough talking about, provides an additional, invisible layer of protection from colds, flu, coronaviruses, and more. Click the banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and use promo code OUTLOUD for 20% off. Stay protected with Cofix RX.
We're back here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, and I'm sure as most of you have seen by now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had an incident on the Capitol recently with Alex Stein, who was yelling some things at her. She was walking up the stairs about her being his favorite Latino big booty politician, things like that. It was a pretty humorous video. He's pretty much just catcalling her, yelling at her that she's got a nice big booty and stuff, pretty much as a joke, because he did throw in there at the time that she does support killing babies. It was pretty funny, and it seemed like AOC kind of liked it at the time until someone told her that it was a troll actually doing it. In fact, when she got to the top of the stairs, she recorded a video for her Instagram, because what else do you do when something like that happens to you and you're upset? You get on Instagram and record a video. Well, that's what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez did. And she immediately says, oh yeah, there's this guy down there, and she shows him on his camera and he waves at her. And she says, he was yelling racist and sexist things at me. And there was a Capitol police officer standing right there, and he did absolutely nothing about it. It's like, well, just stop right there. First of all, catcalling someone is not illegal. It might be annoying, but it's not against the law. So I don't know what she's trying to say there. Like the police officer should have put handcuffs on the guy or something because he's yelling at AOC that she's got a big booty. But then she goes on social media, on Twitter, and whines some more about how this guy was racist. And she does the exact thing that you shouldn't do if you're being trolled and you don't want anyone to see it. She actually posts his video and says, "This is the video of me that he recorded and him harassing me." It's like this woman, she just loves any little bit of attention that she can get. And I think personally, she's really happy this happened because she is enjoying the attention it is giving her. You know, these liberal men are on social media telling her, "Oh my gosh, that is sexist. You're a beautiful woman. You shouldn't have to listen to things like that, yada, yada, yada." And here's another thing. I normally might not be in favor of doing this to someone. Say AOC was out at the restaurant eating dinner. That wouldn't be cool. But she was at work. She's walking up the Capitol stairs. So I don't see anything wrong with this little bit of good-natured fun. How about you, Rob?
Andrew, it is what it is. I mean, you set yourself out there, of course, people are going to talk about you. It's part of the job, as they would always say. Remember when they were harassing, literally harassing, rioting outside of the homes of our Supreme Court justices? What did the left say? Oh, it's part of the business. Joe Biden said it. Adam Schumer said it. Nancy Pelosi said it. And AOC said it. But when the tables are turned and you don't like what's being said, you want to cry foul play. Oh, that's not right. Oh, I don't like this. And something else, Andrew, she let go a little tidbit that I'm not sure that everyone heard. She said, "I can't believe this, these Capitol Police allowing this to happen." But they do things like that. So what she was in essence saying is that the Capitol Police allow the protesters on Jan 6 to enter the Capitol. See, did you guys catch that? She said it. Go back and run the tape. Listen to what she said on her Instagram. She said this. So if she said that, that would lead us to believe that this entire Jan 6 thing is nothing more than a bad play, a bad theatrical production put on by the Democrats and two weak Republicans, Liz Cheney, who will lose her race in Wyoming, I think it is. And Adam Kinzinger, who's not running because he knew that he would be have been defeated horribly. And of course, there are a lot of other closeted rhinos that are hoping that this thing is successful in taking Trump out. And I wouldn't believe it. I would not put it past them at all, Andrew, that come September or October, Merrick Garland indicts President Trump. I wouldn't all be surprised. Do not doubt me on this, and do not be surprised because this could happen. If John Durham could not find Michael Sussman guilty because of a judge who knew him, who should have recused himself, who could not find him guilty in a liberal city, do not doubt that they will not do this to President Trump because they know that he could possibly run and could possibly win if they're unable to cheat like they did in 2020. Now, see, this is another thing. It goes back to what I was saying during the first half of the show, the media not being responsible, the media not telling the truth. They're lying, they're covering up, they're giving cover for Joe, they're giving cover for the Democrat Party. Now they're giving cover for AOC. And she's feeling as if though I'm in my feelings. How dare they cat call me? I don't believe this. Well, it happens all the time. But see, if it was something that she liked, she would have been okay. See, yeah, I got a big booty. Oh yeah, and people like it because my booty looks like J-Lo. But now she doesn't like it, Andrew. And this guy who did it, he's a comedian.
Yeah, she liked it until she realized that he was making fun of her.
Right. Until he realized that they were making fun of her, that's when she didn't like it. But again, I'm not at all surprised. She wants the attention when she thinks it makes her look really beautiful. And you said a while ago, these liberal men that were coming in saying, "Oh, I can't believe this happened to you. You're a beautiful woman." No, those aren't men. Those are beta men. We got to put the correct adjective on them. They're beta men, which is what society want. There are no more real muscular, I mean, strong men that are out there. The men have become emasculated. They're now beta men.
The liberal side.
On the liberal side, right. Well, we got a couple on the rhino side, you know, but look at Adam
Right.
Kinzinger. He's a big beta. I mean, he's probably getting up in the morning time trying to decide if he should put nail polish he should put on. He probably thinks he should put on a tampon also. Who knows? I'm just saying, I'm just trying to be a comedian, you know. I'm not one in real life, but I like to play one as a talk show, podcast host. But this is what we're up against. Her lamenting that someone was saying something to her. But again, when it happens to the right, they don't care. You look at the riots that are taking place, and these are riots, and this is a coup. This is a coup taking place in Sri Lanka. No one says anything about it. They're just looking the other way. They don't care. And there was a man who came out the other day who was in the Nixon White House, I think it was. And he was giving an interview. And he said that what took place on Jan 6, he said that wasn't a coup. That's not a coup at all. Now, mind you, he hates Trump. But he said, that's not a coup. They're not smart enough to do a coup like that. And if people were just to stop and look at it for what it's worth, they would see that it wasn't a coup. Democracy was not being threatened. It probably didn't look good. The people had no guns. Andrew, I mean, and then you have people that are being sentenced to prison. I was reading the other day, there is a 69-year-old woman who was a former alcoholic. She is a grandmother. And she also, let me see, she's a drug counselor. They're sentencing her, I think, for 18 months in jail simply because she entered the White House taking pictures on that day and she happens to be a Trump supporter. Why is this happening to her? Why aren't Republicans out nonstop talking about this? Why are we being quiet? You know, sometimes I wonder about these Republican parties in the different states, including New York. We need to wrestle that party from these rhinos because they're not making up enough noise, in my opinion, Andrew. They're too quiet. They're too complacent. They like to have speeches. They like to have people to come and to talk and all these guest speakers. But to me, they're not fighters. They should be out there nonstop. What is Rona McDaniel doing? Absolutely nothing. Why is it that a 69-year-old woman, a Republican, going to jail, and they're not making a big stink about it? Why is it that we have Americans, political prisoners in D.C. in a liberal city or district, as they call it, and no one's making a stink about it? Why? I just don't get it. This should be forefront every day. They should be talking about this. Kevin McCarthy, what is he doing? We've got weak people heading the party. Yeah, now, there are some strong contenders that are out there, candidates. But the folks who run the party, in my opinion, they're weak. I want to see the fire in the belly. I want to see that compassion that I bring every night on this show, and I don't see it.
Yeah, well said. And that's a very good point about Ronna McDaniel. I mean, she's coming off of losing the presidency and House and Senate. So she's got three losses in a row there, and she's got another midterms coming up here. You'd have to think if Republicans somehow suffer some setbacks in these midterms that she's got to go, and she should have been gone already, if you ask me, after her weak attempts after the presidential election to get justice for President Trump.
I mean, well, I can't believe that she's still there. She gives an interview every so often. And it seems to me that the only thing these people want to do is just get, you know, their names out there and get attention, because other than that, they're not doing a whole lot. I mean, this 69-year-old woman who's going to jail.
Yeah, unbelievable.
It is. I think she's already there, Andrew.
And they wonder why, when they bring in these protesters at the January 6th committee, they come on and say, oh, I went into the Capitol because President Trump told me to. It's like, because these people have been locked up for a year and a half in solitary confinement for some cases, and they get these liberal lawyers, and they're going to say whatever they have to say to save their own butts. These people are not credible. And this is who Liz Cheney keeps rolling out, like these are expert witnesses, because they're willing to come out and say, oh, President Trump told me to do all these stupid things, when there's tons of evidence to the contrary. And things like with this woman, it's just to put fear into more people, into more protesters. But it's really sad because her life's going to suffer immensely because of it.
You're right. It's going to suffer. And she's a breast cancer survivor, so she'll probably need constant checkups. And there are others that are on the Hill also in the slammer that have ailments that not being looked at. When Marjorie Taylor Greene talks about it, you have people saying, oh, well, she's on the fringe, she's out there, but she's standing up for everyday Americans. And these are the people that we want to go to the polls and vote. Now, just imagine if the tables were turned and this were Democrats and this was Trump, people would be talking about it nonstop. Oh, this is so sad. Oh, how can you do this? Oh, these are Americans. But the media is complicit. They don't like these people and they want to use them as an example that if you do this, this is what will happen to you. And going back to your point about people that are being escorted before this kangaroo production to say, well, President Trump, he told us to come out there. Okay, well, who told this guy to go out and try and assassinate Brett Kavanaugh? Do we need to lay the blame on Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, or even the vice president? Because they said, get up in their faces and tell them that you're not wanted. Why can't we apply the same logic that they're applying? But instead, you will have folks like Bret Baier who will come out and say, well, we can't tie the two together. We can't say that the Democrats are responsible for that. But yet and still, they will feed you a steady diet that Trump told the people to come to the Capitol on Jan 6. What is the difference? What is the difference? I don't get it. I mean, we try to make nice and, well, we don't want to say that. You have to speak the truth, plain and simple. The truth will set you free. When you're not speaking the truth and you're giving people a steady diet of lies and deception, of course they're going to believe that. You cannot do it. And it angers me when I see this happening. I'm like, they will sit there and say, oh, well, no, you can't blame them. Look at Steve Scalise, almost killed during a friendly game of softball in D.C. And no, well, we can't blame Chuck Schumer for that. Yeah, but you guys were telling the person who tried to kill him, who tried to assassinate him, that that party is bad. They're going to ruin the country. Oh, but we can't blame them. The hell, we can't blame them. And that is the reason why I hold the Republican Party in contempt, because they do absolutely nothing but just raise money. What is the good of raising money? You look at Herschel Walker in Georgia. They're saying, oh, well, he's behind Warnock, and we don't know if he could pull this off. Okay, why are you telling us about it? What are you doing to go there and gin up the base? I mean, they get these people out there to run, and then they look the other way. And we have had candidates to come on here and to say the same thing. LaBerne Spicer, she said the same thing, that they talk a good game, but when it's time to put their boots to the ground, they're nowhere to be seen. And this is what's sad. And this is the reason why we keep losing. This is the reason why we've lost so much ground on the culture war. This is the reason why they're making Biden look like some king in Saudi Arabia. And in actuality, he's a fumbling idiot. But no one wants to call it out. Oh, well, he's the president of the United States. We can't speak ill of him when he's not home. Yeah, but Biden is going overseas, attacking the Supreme Court, attacking the Republicans, saying that they're racist. Because see, that plays to the base. They won't speak truth to power. The media should say, why is he constantly saying that? Well, we had a black president for not one, but for 2 years with two black attorney generals. And what did they do? Only now, Andrew, we're getting a statue on Capitol Hill of a black person, Mary McLeod Bethune, who was an educator. They're only now. Now, you would think that Barack Obama would have thought of that and would have had it done. No, he wouldn't have. And he wasn't going to, because he won his statue there. But see, no one is calling out the hypocrisy here. Why didn't he do it? Why didn't he push to do it? Whereas with Trump, he said, I want to have a garden of all of our heroes, both black and white. Oh, that was a great idea, a beautiful idea. But the Democrats didn't like it. Why didn't they like it? Because Barack Obama didn't think of it. Because they knew then people would have said, oops, Trump is supposed to be racist, but he has black people in this garden, the statue of heroes. Barack Obama didn't think of it. You see what I'm talking about? We've got to start calling these people out for the way they are. We've got to start speaking truth to power. That is the only way. But we don't have an honest media to do it. And then you have Republicans who want to make nice. Well, we want to make nice. We want to show that we're above that. This is 2022. You have to be prepared to fight. As the Bible told us, this is a spiritual warfare. And we're losing it. I don't care how many times you want to talk about the church. If we're not out there and in front, ready to fight, with the breastplate of righteousness on us, how can we win? We can't win because we're busy sitting back, fumbling our thumbs, and I don't want them to hate me. They hate you already. That's the reason why Trump didn't give a flip. Like, they're going to hate me, but I need to speak truth to power. Look at Hispanics now. They're waking up. They're waking up and they're saying, hey, we don't want this. They should have woken up a long time ago. And maybe they were already awake, but Republicans were too busy sitting on their hands, walking behind Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger, who don't mean a thing about a thing. We got to wake up. We've got to wake up and we've got to start pushing back and push back hard. Because if we don't, as we've said earlier on, at the beginning of the year, Republicans will lose the election come November 2022. We will lose it. Because we're getting too comfortable thinking, oh, well, this is enough. People are waking. No, you got to make certain that they're waking up. You got to make certain that you're pushing your agenda. Because if you're not, and you look at what's happening around you, with the media being very deceptive and not speaking truth to power, you will miss out. And then it's all said and done, Andrew.
You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew on the iHeartRadio America Out Loud channel. We're available here on Monday through Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. And you can also go to AmericaOutLoud.com and click the Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day, yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
Oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years, but our diet and the way we eat has, creating an environment in your mouth for bacteria to wreak havoc on your teeth and gums. For better oral health, get Spry Dental Defense, an oral care line designed to combat acid-creating bacteria. The toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and gum all contain xylitol, a natural ingredient shown to dramatically improve oral health. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural retailers.
Surely if you can't find it here, you can't find it anywhere. We are the pulse and voice of everyday American thought. So you can listen in on our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Okay, folks, we're the last half of the show, and I'm saying that as I'm reaching over for my notes to see some of the things that I want to discuss before we close out this great show on a Monday night. Let's see here. Oh, one of the things I want to mention is that I think I had sent you, Andrew, earlier this week an article of a kid in Ontario, Canada. He's now 8, but at the age of 6, he apparently told his parents that he didn't feel like a little boy, that he was a little girl. So they grew his hair out, and today he's functioning as a little girl. Now, how dangerous is this? Why is this happening?
Goes by the she/her pronouns.
You know, whenever I see that, someone sends me an email, or I see it on a salutation, on a letter, that's a trigger for me. It is a trigger. Because we are allowing a small amount percentage of the population to dictate who we are, our pronouns. I read articles and they'll say, well, this person goes by, this is an educated person, a college educated person, and they go by the pronoun they. So they said this, and they also went here. I'm thinking, what the heck is going on? Why are we allowing this to happen? And it goes all the way up to the government. Who's at the government? A senile old white man. whom the Democrats say that we shouldn't listen to. Remember that, Andrew? During the election, they said, oh, we shouldn't listen to old white men because they don't know anything. They're dangerous. But yet and still, we are allowing one to dictate our culture. I don't know if we're allowing him to do it or else allowing the people around him who are radicals, because he doesn't know his head from his butt. But this is where we are. They spoke out against this particular person nonstop during the election. But yet and still, he's sitting in the White House. And now we're supposed to listen. Look at the contradiction. And no one in the media will call them out. No one in the media will call out the danger and the threat to this indoctrination of our kids at an early age, allowing drag queens to come around them. And we speak about this on every show, and it seems as if though, as the day goes by, it gets worse and worse, and it intensifies. And people are like, oh, I don't care. Oh, it's okay to have a nation full of freaks. Let's just be honest, that's what it is. If you don't know your gender was not assigned at birth. You can't assign a gender. You're born with a gender, male or female. There's no in between. No, you can go in and you can mutilate yourself all you want to. Have at it. But I don't want my taxpayer dollars to pay for it if you're in the military. I don't think we should enforce insurance companies to pay for it. And if we're going to force them to pay for that, then they should be able to pay for my cosmetic surgery also. If I don't look like the way I look, it's disturbing me mentally. And if I want to have plastic surgery, they should pay for that also. But they don't. But for this other make-believe stuff, oh, we're going to force them to pay for it. And our military, we're going to force them to do it. Look at our military, full of a bunch of pansies just about. Now, there are some that are there that are doing their jobs, but they're getting ready to retire, just like many on the police force, because people are sick and tired of this nonsense. And you have these woke individuals at the top who happen to be woke liberals. And yes, you have some woke rhinos that are out there that are championing this stuff. You look at our big cities, who's in control? Democrats. And the people who voted them in are now leaving. And as we said on one of our other shows, they're leaving for red states because they know that it's safer. The governor of New York, she's just as crazy as all the rest of them, but the mayor of New York City recently did this public service announcement. If we're attacked by a nuclear, if there's a nuclear bomb, these are the things you could do. Of course, New York's citizens went crazy. It's like, why are you talking about that? Talk to us how we need to defend ourselves when we're out and about on the streets of New York City. But he doesn't care about that. And Andrew, I heard he's raised almost, I think, about $845,000, or is it $8 for his next campaign? I think it's $845,000. Yeah. For his next campaign, because he wants to be a two-term mayor. I would turn him out so quick. Again, where are the Republicans? Where are the Republican Party? Why aren't they trying to run a viable candidate against him? It's possible. Because man, he's continuing the agenda of Bill de Blasio and destroying the city. But no one seems to care. It's like, oh, well, it's going to happen anyway. No, it's not going to happen anyway. You look at when Giuliani was the mayor of New York City. People were safe. Now in our big cities, no one's safe. Violence all the time. And the media, oh, that's just commonplace. Oh, please, come on. That's normal. Yeah, it's normal when you guys are in power, the Democrats, but it's not normal any other time. So why should we accept this? And these are taxpaying dollars. I was looking the other day. I thought it was interesting. The woman who recently won in Texas, representative after 100 years, Mara Flores, and she's from Mexico. She came here legally, so she's a legal citizen. And she said that she's now getting threats and emails telling her to go back to Mexico. Oh, the irony of it. Go back to Mexico. You know, it's coming from Democrats. But not a Republican tell an illegal alien to go back. Oh, that's racism. Oh, how could you? But see, they can say it. Again, the media not holding them accountable. And this is a reason why they continue with this line of attacks. This has to stop. I'm really fed up. I'm so sick and tired of this happening nonstop, and no one is holding them responsible. No one is holding them accountable. But, you know, this is where we are in 2022. Hopefully things will change after the election in November. And I was listening to talk radio the other day, and this woman came on. She said that she's so tired. She said, maybe we need to fight fire with fire. Maybe we need to do what they're doing. She's like, I'm not an advocate of violence, but by God, we're being beaten on every front. Republicans don't seem to care. It's like people are getting tired of this. And this is what causes people to act out when they feel as if though they're not being defended. No one is protecting them. You look at all the young men that are doing these violent things. I'm not saying that it's right because it's wrong. But when you're constantly attacking people, they strike out because they get tired. They want to defend themselves, and they have every right to defend themselves, Andrew. Because it seems as if though our laws will not defend them. And it's really sad. And we have to start defending our citizens the way we should. We have to start defending them. Because if we don't, people will get tired and say, this is it. I need to go on and get, I need to get a gun because the police aren't going to defend me, and the police can't do it because the laws won't allow them to do it. What gives? We're in a sad state of affairs, a sad state of affairs. And we have citizens that are tired. They're fed up with this bullshit. They're really fed up with it. And if we don't start defending them, hey, what do you expect? What do you expect? So we've got to, we need a major overhaul into what's happening in today's society. We need to start putting people in power who are going to fight for us. And I'm not saying physically fight, but people who will uphold our laws. There's no reason why we should have allowed George Soros to allow all those DAs that are corrupt to have all the power that they have. And it continues. And I just want to take a step back when we're talking about the Jan 6, those individuals that are being prosecuted. And a lot of them are going to court, whereby a lot of the judges are Trump-appointed judges. So it begs the question, why are they buying into this, this liberal ideology that there was a coup on Jan 6? When clearly it wasn't, if you look at the definition. Now, again, maybe it didn't look good. But why are these Trump-appointed judges allowing this to happen? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they're afraid that people will start protesting outside their homes. They're afraid that if they don't do it, someone will come after their family. And then, too, some of them just don't like Trump. And they're thinking this is the way to go. But when you do this, people look at it. People on the right and some on the left, they look at this and they say, but wait a minute, that's not justice. You can't rule by your feelings. You have to go by the law, which is what Clarence Thomas did. And they have denounced him ever since. Oh, Andrew, come this fall, when the new Supreme Court comes into session, you will hear nothing but talk all about Ketanji Brown Jackson. Oh my God, it will be as if though she's walking on water. That's all we will hear about. Oh, she can't. We can't wait for her to hear this case. Oh, we can't wait for this. Oh, and she's going to do this and she's going to do that. As if though she's the only woman on the court, as if though no one else matters. But this is how the Democrats are going to play it up. You watch nonstop. This is how they're going to play it up. You watch. Although Clarence Thomas is on the court, this is how they're going to play it up. It's sad. Okay, let's move on. I hope I've talked enough about that to get you guys to wonder and to think as to what's happening. Because this is happening around us. And if we don't do something about it, the country falls. And as I said, it won't be the outside forces. We will fall because of ourselves, because of American citizens. You look at this woman that we've spoken about, Brittany Griner, who's in Russia. They're having a trial and she now wants to come back home and she's crying and she's saying, oh, I feel for my wife and I feel for my friends. I hate seeing them suffer. Well, Brittany, they hate seeing you over there also. So you can save all your emotions for them feeling suffering and think about yourself. But me for one, as I've said before, let her stay there. I could care less. We don't need her here. If she doesn't want the Pledge of Allegiance said, if she doesn't want our song sung here, America the Beautiful, then stay there. You won't have to hear it. Just stay right where you are. and cool your heels there. Now, the latest is that she had a doctor's prescription to have the marijuana. I don't believe that at all. Why is that only now coming up, Andrew? Why only now are they talking about that?
Yeah, it seems like they probably just thought of it. But even if she did, she had a doctor's prescription in what, like Arizona? I don't see how that would be valid in Russia, where their laws are much different. And I doubt that there are any pot prescriptions going on there.
Well, Russia is not going to play that game. It's like, well, okay, well, that's your laws. That's your doctor's prescription, but it's not ours. You knew before coming here what you're supposed to do and not supposed to do. And if you didn't, that's the fault of your team. They should have warned you, or your agent. You can't do this, Brittany. But Brittany didn't care. She wanted to go ahead with her little drug paraphernalia. And this country allows that kind of stuff because we feel as though we can go to another country and change their laws. Remember back in the 90s when Madonna wanted to take her risque concerts over in Malaysia? And they're like, no, we're not having that here. And in China, they're like, no, we're not having that. And she's like, well, no, I can do what I want to do. I'm an American citizen. Yeah, on foreign soil. I said so many times, Andrew, they should have got her and locked her up. That would have sparked an international outcry, but who cares? You're in another country. You have to obey their rules and their laws. Because if you don't, just think about the terrorists that come over here from the Middle East. The first thing they'll say, we don't allow this infidel. We see you guys have been infidels, so we have every right to blow you up because that's what we believe in. Think about it. So if you go to another country, you obey their laws. They come to our country, they obey our laws. So Brittany, suck it up. I don't feel for her at all. And by the way, LeBron James, since you're saying that she should rethink about coming to America, no, that's not it. She's thinking about coming back to America. I mean, he got it all screwed up.
easy for him to say, huh?
Right, easy for him to say.
LeBron James came out and said, if I were in Brittany Griner's shoes, I don't know if I would even want to come back to America with the way that she's being treated. like this. This is America's fault this happened.
He's taunting this in her face that you're there and this is what I'm going to say. And then for the others to say, oh, well, this was LeBron James. She would already be back. Well, if Trump were in office, she would probably be back. As I said before, look at ASAP Rocky, the man who is the baby daddy for Rihanna. She recently had a baby by him and Trump got him back. So maybe she should send a letter to Trump, Griner, as opposed to Biden, because Biden clearly isn't going to do anything because he's too busy blaming Putin for the gas prices, which Putin isn't responsible for. The gas prices were on the uptick before this Ukraine affair, this war with Ukraine. So why are you blaming Putin? Blaming Putin for transgenders, why people don't like transgenders. Blaming Putin for supply chain problem when we should be blaming Buttigieg. But he wants to blame Putin for everything. And you know what, Andrew? There's 28% of the population, the 28% of the population that still support Biden that believe it. And what you bet, that 28% of the population, a large chunk of it, are white, woke liberals who are leaving the cities that they destroyed for the safe haven of red states. Go think about this. I really want Black people to think about it long and hard. Because you look at where they live and you look at the crime that has intensified and you look at Chicago, the South Side, and you look at the violence that took place over the weekend and in Detroit and in New York City, the Bronx, and in Brooklyn, certain areas, because the Brooklyn, certain areas in New York City, it is high end. But the other areas that aren't, you know, like Crown Heights, a woman was shot in her bed, sleeping, not bothering anyone, was shot. Now you think about this. These are the places that these white woke liberals were saying, oh, we want to defund the police. Now that they've defunded the police, where are they going? They're going to a safe haven of a red state. A guy said the other day in New York City, the east side, which is really hoity-toity, another hoity-toity area, there was a gunfire and his lease was coming due. And his wife said, he told his wife, they were thinking about leaving the city for the suburbs. And once this happened, he said, what do we do? And she said, we're not going to renew the lease. We're moving to the suburbs. Now, think about it. Think about the Black people that can't move to the suburbs. Think about Hispanics that can't move to the suburbs. You defunded the police, and now they've got to stay behind, and they have to suffer. That's the 28% that's still supporting Joe Biden. they can leave and go to a safe haven. And they'll probably bring their liberal ideas with them. Oh, we don't like this. In our state, we did this. And in our city, okay, we'll go back to your state and your city that you've destroyed. Go back there. And speaking of cities that have been destroyed, you look at Los Angeles, Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom, who wants to run for the presidency. Anyone should tell him, no, you've messed up California. You've messed up Los Angeles. With George Gascon, who's completely soft on crime. And they were asking him about George Gascon and his policies. And he goes, oh, I don't know much about him. You don't know about him? He's a DA in Los Angeles, the largest city in California. And you're the governor and you know nothing about him, but yet you want to run for the presidency? Are you serious? And people will vote for him. They will vote for him and say, oh no, but he's going to save us. He's going to save the day. But he's not going to. He'll be worse than Joe Biden, but people will vote for him and then complain, well, the gas is too high. Well, look at who you voted for. Let's just speak truth to power. Look at who you're voting for. And by the way, Andrew, did you see the other day, this same guy, Gavin Newsom, who's a nephew of Nancy Pelosi, who does absolutely nothing, who's 82 years old, probably suffering from dementia, should not be in office. But Gavin Newsom went to D.C. while Biden wasn't there. So what he's doing is he's house shopping. He sees himself living in the White House. He wants to be there, he and his family. The family that when COVID hit, he chose you to stay inside while his kids were outside going to private school and he was going to expensive restaurants. But they told you to stay inside because you might get caught by COVID. And although you've had 12 boosters, you're still getting it. And Joe Biden told you, you wouldn't get it. Go figure. Go figure, folks. Again, the media not being truthful, the media being dishonest, and people not looking at it, and the right not calling them out, as always, Andrew.
Yeah, well said. The bloom is off the rose. And I think even the Democrats realize that Joe Biden, it's a disaster. And perhaps they're scouting 2024 candidates to take his place. It'd be interesting to see. Thank you for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you stream. Please like and subscribe. Leave us a 5-star review or go to AmericaOutLoud.com. where you can find 24/7 talk radio if you click the Listen Live tab, and thousands of great articles and podcasts. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.